Thank you very much to all the panelists. This was surely a very informative part of this session. I want to ask you about one thing, you know, that for me was quite eye-opening when I attended the latest round of negotiations in Busan, and that is that, to me, as an academic, it seemed that once the reference to human rights was included in the preamble of the Paris Agreement, that was the minimum standard that we cannot go below in the future. But in the current chair's text that Ms. Bolshakova mentioned, even a simple reference to human rights in the preamble is in a bracketed text in, I think, alternative 2 or 3. So it is not even certain that it will stay there. And what I wanted to ask you is, in international organizations, the relevance, of course, and importance of human rights seems to be very clear to the secretariat and all the offices, but is it also so present in the discussions among states? Because all the states that were negotiating in Busan, some seem to be quite adamant that they wish no reference to human rights in the final text whatsoever, in statements of some states during the negotiations. So do these states follow what is happening in here in Geneva, especially in the framework such as advisory committee, or do we need to seek for ways to bring this issue more to the attention of the delegations who will continue with their negotiations next year? Is there a way that we can contribute to a greater awareness of these implications on human rights by plastics pollution in the entire life cycle? And the second question concerns the due diligence obligation. If any would have any opinion on that. And when I mention due diligence, I mean the due diligence owed by one state to others in the international community, so also transboundary harm and no harm principle. Due diligence in the context of businesses and human rights, but also due diligence owed by states to individuals within their jurisdiction. So in what context do you think we should also focus on this, let's say, principle of due diligence in various contexts in the elaboration of our study? Thank you.